track 12, and we come to our sports roundup. Starting with football. Well, 17 South Devon Football League games finally beat the weather, with 11 going ahead on grass. But only one Premier Division League game went ahead, and it was at Pool Lane, where East Allington United moved into third place to disrupt the Plymouth dominance with a hard-fought 4-2 win over fellow title contenders Newton Abbott 66. Two league games were played in Division 1, with Brixham Town returning to pole position with a payback win against Beesands Rovers by 4-1. Mount Gould also got a game played and a 3-0 win versus bottom club Buckland Athletic sees them going to fifth place with 4 games in hand. In Division 2, every team bar Whatcombe Wanderers played a game, and in the league the two top clash turned out to be a one-sided affair, with Signal Box Oak Villa running rampant against Babbacombe Corries with a 7-1 win to move 10 points clear at the top. Drake Football Club got back to winning ways with a close 2-0 win over Paignton Villa Seconds, and they remain as contenders with 2 games in hand. Ivybridge Town hold on to third place thanks to a bruising 8-0 win over Newton Rovers at Erm Valley, and they're 2 points behind Corries, but they have played 2 more games. Paignton Saints reserves had a good result on the day with a 4-1 win at Coach Road. In Division 3, just 2 league games went ahead, and perennial underachievers Stoke Gabriel TP moved away from the bottom three with a very comfortable 6-0 win over Buckfast Lee Rangers Seconds. Kingsdainton Athletic moved into fourth place with a 3-0 win over bottom team Walden Athletic. At the top of Division 4, Chudley Athletic Seconds extended their lead to 6 points as a result of beating Broadhempstone United by 8-1. They were also assisted by Paignton Villa Thirds, who beat Teane Village 2-1 in a scrappy affair. Seemed to be a lot of high-scoring games this week. In the cup ties, there were 7 cup ties that either survived the rain or were played on an artificial pitch, and they all went with the form book. In the Herald Cup, the biggest scoreline of the day belonged to Ipplepen Athletic Seconds, who put 13 goals past Upton Athletic, and they end this season's cup hopes for the Torquay side. Elberton Villa saw off the challenge from Harberton 6-0 in a game that was played at Plimstock School. There were 2 other fixtures that paired teams from different divisions, and Gampton United gave Windmill a real fright, but the Plymouth-based team got over the line with a 3-2 victory. In the Fred Hewings Cup, is also at the quarter-final stage, and the highest-ranked reserve team left in the competition, Newton Abbott Spurs Thirds, are safely through with a 5-0 win over Brixham Town Seconds. And joining them are Totnes and Darsington Seconds, who enjoyed a 5-0 win over Newton Rovers Seconds. As I say, a lot of high-scoring, one-sided games by the sound of it. And Plymouth Argyle head coach Tom Cleverley was full of praise for his side after they tore Blackpool apart in a 4-0 Skybet League One victory at Bloomfield Road on Saturday. Now we'll have a look at some rugby. And common sense and goodwill all round saved the Devon 2 game between New Cross and Clumpton, Seconds 15, from being called off. With Cully short on numbers, the teams agreed on a 13-a-side clash, and shirt swapping was positively encouraged. Jerry Wotton, the New Cross coach, said the game was played in great spirits with some proper rugby thrown in between the chaos. Nothing says grassroots rugby like 2 flankers and a tight head, a prop, lining up outside the scrum, especially given there was a perfect fit and able winger playing in our front row. The final score was 49-19 to New Cross. Not that anyone apparently was too worried about the result. I hope you understood that. I'm not completely sure that I did. However, with it raining every day this year until now, Teignmouth Rugby Football Club felt lucky at Bitton Park to be able to have a match going ahead with second place Tiverton as the visitors. From the off, it became a kicking game with possession moving backwards and forth between the teams, but it ended up with Teignmouth 15, Tiverton 26. And that concludes our roundup for this week.